箴言里头，事实上它是论到两种人。
In the book of Proverbs, it described two types of people.
啊，一种就是敬畏神的人，一种就是不敬畏神的人。
The first type fears God, and the second type does not fear God.
啊，敬畏神的人，他就会有智慧。
And the ones that fear God, they will have wisdom.
敬畏神的人，他就会成为一个义人。
Those who fear God will become a righteous man.
敬畏神的人，他就会成为一个聪明明哲的人。
A person who fears God will become a person with knowledge.
一个不敬畏神的人，在神的眼中，他就是恶人。
A person who does not fear God is evil in the eyes of God.
不敬畏神的人就是愚昧的。
A person who does not fear God is foolish.
敬畏神的人，在他的生活里头充满着很多正面的事情。
Those who fear God will have a lot of positive things that happen in their lives.
所以他的生活是充满着平安，充满着美好。
Therefore, their life will be full of goodness and bliss.
他人生的道路是往着永恒的天国在前进。
Their path would be going towards the eternal life of heaven.
一个不敬畏神的人，在他的生活里头充满着很多负面的内容。
But a person who does not fear God will have a lot of negative things in their lives.
这些负面的内容让他受到很多的捆绑。
These negative things cause them to be bound.
这些负面的内容，让他的生活里头常常充满着害怕、恐惧。
These negative things cause them to live in fear.
最可怕的是，这样不敬畏神的人，他没有永生的盼望。
Moreover, they do not have the hope of living forever.
所以我们不但要学习这些正面的内容。
So not only do we need to learn about these positive things,
我们也要看清楚这些负面的内容。
we also want to see the negative things.
好，我们继续来看智慧人的表现。
So let's continue to study the manifestation of wisdom.
请看箴言29:11。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11.
箴言29:11。
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11.
遗忘人怒气全发，智慧人忍气含怒。
A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back.
智慧人他不会随轻易的发怒。
A wise person is not easily angered.
他对他的情绪能够管理得很好。
The person can manage his emotions very well.
主耶稣也被称为那智者，那个有智慧的人。
Jesus Christ is called the wise one.
从圣经里头，我们看到这些他周围的这些法利士人常常找机会想要激动主耶稣。
From the Bible, we could see that a lot of the Pharisees around him would often try to irritate him.
但是他们从来没有得逞。
But they were never successful.
主耶稣总是很平静的、很智慧的来回应他们的诡计。
Because Jesus Christ was always able to answer them in a very calm manner.
甚至当主耶稣被挂在十字架上，他们还是不放过主耶稣。
Even when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, they did not stop to attack him.
他们故意的讥笑主耶稣说：“你能够救别人，你为什么不能够救自己
They laugh at him and scorn him, saying, "If you can save others, why can't you save yourself?"
？”他们刻意的大声的说：“你如果从十字架上下来，我们就跟随你，相信你。
They purposely said that if you can come down from the cross, then we will believe in you.
”但是主耶稣没有被他们来激怒。
Jesus Christ was not easily angered by them.
啊，主耶稣完成了救啊伟大的救恩。
Jesus Christ fulfilled the great salvation plan.
啊，所以主耶稣能够控制他的情绪。
So Jesus Christ was able to control his emotions.
啊，今天我们成为他的门徒，这是我们要效法的榜样。
So today, as his disciples, we need to learn from his example.
啊，靠着他的怜悯，靠着圣灵的帮助，我们能够成为智慧人。
So through his mercy and help, we can become someone who is wise.
啊，我们能够好好的来管理我们的情绪。
So we know how to manage our emotions well.
再请看14章的16节。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 16.
14章16节，智慧人惧怕就远离恶事，愚妄人却狂傲自恃。
A wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident.
智慧人的表现就是他会远离恶事。
The manifestation of a wise man is that they depart from evil.
那他为什么远离恶事呢？这里说他惧怕。
The reason that he departs from evil is because he is afraid.
一个敬畏神的人在他的生活里头是没有害怕的。
A person who is wise actually fears nothing.
啊，但是这里为什么说一个智慧人他的表现之一呢？就是惧怕。
Then why did the Bible here describes that a wise man fears?
啊，所以到底要怕什么？
So what is he fearing?
刚才我们讲到要管理情绪。
Earlier we mentioned that we need to manage our emotions.
啊，所以第一个我们要怕，我们凭着我们的情绪来说话或者做事情。
First of all, we need to fear the way, that we speak or do something based on our emotions.
啊，有人说这个叫做勇敢。
Some people say that that is called courageous.
啊，但是我们要惧怕有这种勇敢。
But we need to fear, if we have such courage.
啊，因为一个智慧人，他不是凭着情绪啊，或者是这个血肉之体来做事情。
Because a person who is wise will not, do anything based on their emotions.
最不容易控制的情绪之一就是发怒、生气。
One of the emotions that's the hardest to manage is anger.
雅各书告诉我们，发怒不能够成就神的义。
The book of James tells us that, anger cannot fulfill the righteousness of God.
米利亚跟亚伦他们曾经毁谤摩西。
Miriam and Aaron, they once, slander Moses.
啊，这件事情，神对米利安跟亚伦是很不高兴的。
God was not pleased at all, with Miriam and Aaron about that.
他们两个人竟然这么勇敢的来毁谤摩西。
They, spoke, badly about Moses with such courage and boldness.
所以这样的行为是我们应当惧怕的。
We have to actually be scared of such courageous action.
摩西长大之后，他一直认同自己是希伯来人。
Moses, when he grew up, he, see himself as a, Israelite.
这些以色列人在埃及成为奴隶，在受苦，这看在摩西的眼中。
Moses saw that his brethren were, slaves in the land of Egypt, and they were suffering.
他非常的愿意对他的同胞能够带来一些帮助。
He was very willing to offer help to his, fellow, brethren.
所以他看到有以色列人受埃及人的欺负，他就出面了。
Therefore, when he saw that one of his, Israelite brothers was, being bullied by the Egyptian, he stood up, for him.
他认为这是一件不公平的事情。
Because he saw, injustice.
哦，所以他要保护他的同胞。
Therefore, he wanted to protect, his people.
啊，他甚至出手这个。
He even killed that Egyptian to protect his brother.
是的，他看起来非常的勇敢。
Yes, he seemed to be so courageous and bold.
啊，但是这是凭着血肉之体的勇敢。
But that was courage and boldness based on his sinful nature.
哦，所以这样的行为是我们应该惧怕的。
We need to be fearful of such type of action in boldness.
啊，一个智慧人他应该惧怕什么？
What else would a wise man fear?
啊，我们来看几个例子。
Let's look at some examples.
在创世纪三十九章讲到约瑟受到他的女主人的这个诱惑。
In Genesis chapter 39, it talks about Joseph being tempted by his master's wife.
他能够勇敢地对女主人说不。
He said no to his master's wife courageously.
他说我怎么能够做这个大恶来得罪神呢？
He said, how can I do such great wickedness to sin against God?
一个智慧人要惧怕得罪神。
A person who fears God and have wisdom need to fear the things that would sin against God.
当大卫有机会来杀掉扫罗的时候，
When King David, or when David had the opportunity to kill King Saul,
大卫旁边的人也告诉他，这就是神给你的好机会。
His follower told him that this is a great opportunity for you.
大卫不愿意这样做，他也阻止他旁边的人这样做。
But David was unwilling to kill King Saul, and he also stopped the people around him from doing so.
他对自己对他们说，这是神的受膏者。
He told himself and others that King Saul was the anointed one of God.
神没有告诉我怎么来处理这个扫罗。
God did not give me instructions to end King Saul's life.
所以扫罗是由神来处理，不是由我来处理。
Therefore, King Saul should fall in the hands of God, and it's not my duty to do anything against King Saul.
大卫惧怕，他不敢做神没有吩咐他做的事情。
So David was afraid of God, and he did not want to do anything that God did not instruct him to do.
丹尼里的三个朋友，巴比伦王说，再给你们一次机会。
For Daniel's three friends, they were given a chance by the king.
这三个人对王说，不用了，我们不会拜你的金像。
And these three friends of Daniel replied, we don't need this opportunity because we will not kneel down and worship your image.
因为拜偶像是神所最憎恶的事情。
Because worshiping idols and images is something that is an abomination in God's eyes.
他们是智慧人，所以他们惧怕跟偶像有关系。
They were men of wisdom, therefore they fear anything that has to do with idol worshiping.
彼得、约翰被带到公会里头去。
When Peter and John were taken to the Sanhedrin,
他们被恐吓，以后不可以再奉主耶稣的名来传讲。
They were being threatened to not preach anymore in the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们对这样的要求勇敢地说不。
They courageously said no to such threat.
他们是被主耶稣所拣选的使徒。
Because they were specially chosen as apostles by Jesus.
主耶稣有交代给他们传福音的使命。
Jesus especially gave them the mission of preaching the gospel.
所以他们惧怕没有来实践主耶稣所给他们的使命。
So they're afraid of the fact that they're unable to fulfill this commission of Jesus Christ.
所以他们就没有欺负工会的人对他们的威胁。
Therefore, they did not allow themselves to subdue under the threat.
这就是为什么箴言十四章十六节说智慧人惧怕就眼低恶视。
That's why in the verse that we just read, it says that the wise men would fear and therefore they would depart from evil.
所以一个敬畏神的人在他的生活里头是有某一个层面的这种惧怕的。
So a wise man in their own lives, they would have things that they fear.
所以我们要怕我们应该怕的。
So we need to fear the things that we need to fear.
这样我们才能够远离恶事。
So that we can depart from evil.
但是我们人常常是怕我们不用怕的。
But oftentimes we would fear the things that we don't need to fear.
这是人的倾向，也是我们可能会有的软弱。
And that is our tendency and also our shortcoming.
这也是为什么有时候我们并没有成为智慧人。
That is why sometimes we cannot be a wise person.
请再看箴言十二章十五节。
Let us now turn to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15.
十五节，愚妄人所行的，在自己眼中看为正直，唯智慧人肯听人的劝教。
Proverbs 12, verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise.
我们都努力的在做好的事情，对的事情。
We often try our best to do what is right.
但是我们必须承认我们不是百分之百的完美。
But we need to admit that we are not perfect.
我们很有限，有些事情我们没有看到，我们没有想到。
We are very limited in our resources, so there are many things that we have not thought of or could not see.
我们常常把别人看得很清楚，我们却没有把自己看得很清楚。
Many times we can see very clearly if it pertains to others, but we are unable to see ourselves clearly.
所以我们必须承认，在我们的生活当中，我们是有盲点的。
So we need to admit that we have many blind spots.
那有人爱我们，有人来这个告诉我们，劝导我们。
So sometimes we may be lucky to have someone who loves us and would be honest with us and tell us our blind spots.
如果我们能够很谦卑、很感谢的来听、来接受，我们就是智慧人。
If we are able to humble ourselves and to listen and accept what people tell us, then we are considered wise.
在信仰的道路上面，我们一定能够越来越好。
So that in our journey of faith, we will become better and better.
我们熟悉大卫跟亚比该的故事。
We are familiar with the story of David and Abigail.
大卫非常的愤怒，他要去找拿巴来算账。
At that time, David was very angry and wanted to go and go kill Nabal.
他带着跟随的人，他们都带上了武器。
He took with him weapons with the people, his followers.
大卫也这样子说，我一定要将属于拿巴的所有的男丁都杀了。
David proclaimed that he will kill Nabal and all the male servants in his house.
因为这个拿巴他无礼在前。
Because Nabal was very rude to David.
他先得罪了大卫。
He offended David.
所以大卫觉得把他们杀掉，这是有理的。
Therefore, it was reasonable for David to kill him and his male household.
结果亚比该赶紧的来找大卫。
But Abigail intervened.
亚比该向大卫讲了一些你不应该采取这个行动的理由。
She offered a few reasons of why David should not go ahead to kill Nabal and his household.
是的，大卫以后是要当王的。
Yes, David was to be a king in the future.
啊，如果这一次他真的把属拿巴的男丁都杀了。
If he were to kill Nabal and his male servants.
啊，这里头有很多是他的同胞，是以色列人。
Many of these people are actually Israelites.
啊，一个当王的人，他曾经屠杀自己的同胞。
If a person who were to be king, and he killed his own people.
啊，这个会成为他人生的一个很大的污点。
And that would become a great mistake in his kingship.
虽然大卫当时非常的愤怒。
Even though David was very angry at the time.
啊，但是他能够静下心来，他能够把亚比该的话听进去了。
But he was able to calm himself down when Abigail was offering her wisdom.
哦，我们能够控制我们的情绪，我们才能够把别人的好话听进去。
Only if we can control our emotion that we will be able to listen to the good instructions or advice from others.
啊，所以当然一个智慧人，他常常也能够把众人的愤怒来平息下来。
A person who is wise is also able to calm down the emotions of people.
圣经说主耶稣是和平的君王。
The Bible tells us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
那我们是他和平的百姓。
And we are his citizens of peace.
啊，我们真的要有这样的表现，能够带给人和睦。
So we need to really manifest this peace and bring peace to people around us.
请我们再看箴言十四章十五节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15.
十五节，愚蒙人士话都信，通达人步步谨慎。
Proverbs 14:15, the simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps.
啊，一个敬畏神的人，他就是一个智慧的人，他就是一个通达的人。
A person who fears God is a person who's wise and it's a person who's prudent.
那这里说一个通达的人，他是步步谨慎。
A prudent considers well his steps.
也就是说，在很多事情上面，一个有智慧的人，他会去求证。
That means before a person makes a decision, he will do his research.
当然，我们有我们的知识，我们有我们的经验。
Of course, we have our knowledge and our experiences.
啊，这些都成为我们做决定的一个很重要的参考。
And they help us to make decisions.
但是事实上，人生活里头的事情，它是很复杂的。
But the things that we experience in our life are actually quite complex.
有很多的事情它是超过了我们的知识，我们的经验。
Sometimes they are over our experience and also our knowledge.
哦，这就是为什么我们要常常的求问神。
That's why we need to often pray to God to ask him for wisdom.
啊，用圣经的道理，圣经的原则。我们来求证。
And we use the words and the teachings of the Bible to consider the things that we're making decisions about.
如果我们曾经帮助过人，甚至我们救了一些人。
If we have helped others and have saved others.
照我们的知识，照我们的经验，这些人应该是很感谢我们。应该是要对我们很好。
According to our knowledge and experience, we believe they should be grateful towards us and treat us well.
但是事实上有时候并不是这样子。
But sometimes things may not turn out the way we imagine it to be.
我们请看撒母记上二十三章。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 23.
沙漠记上二十三章第一节。
First Samuel 23 verse 1.
有人告诉大卫说，非利士人攻击基伊拉，抢夺禾场。
But then they told David saying, look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and they're robbing the threshing floors.
为什么人家会把这个事情告诉大卫？
Why would people tell David about this?
意思就是大卫，你将来要当王，你应该去保护这些人。
It was because David was to become king in the future, therefore he need to protect his people.
第二节。
Verse 2.
大卫就求问主说，我去攻打那些非利士人可不可以？主对大卫说，你可以去攻打非利士人，拯救基伊拉。
Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and attack these Philistines? And the Lord said to David, go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah.
照着人的知识，大卫有那个能力，他应该去跟非利士人征战。
According to David's experience and knowledge, he knew he would be able to fight the Philistines.
但是大卫他却步步谨慎。
But he was very prudent and cautious.
虽然他身旁有一些的勇士跟随着他。
Although he had a lot of warriors who follow him.
但是这个时候，扫罗还正在要追捕这个大卫。
And at this time, King Saul was still chasing after David.
大卫曾经说他离死只不过一步。
David was only David was very close to death.
所以他实在是需要神不断需要神的带领，神的保护。
Therefore, he often needed God's guidance and protection.
所以他求问神。
That's why he inquired of the Lord.
结果他击败了非利士人，他救了这个基伊拉城。
At the end, he overcame the Philistines and he saved the city of Keilah.
后来扫罗知道大卫在这个地方。
Later on, King Saul found out that David was in that city.
所以扫罗就带着军队往这边移动。
So Saul took his army and traveled towards that city.
那这个城的人会不会把大卫交给扫罗呢？
So would the people in the city turn David over to King Saul?
照我们的经验，他们应该不会这么做，也不应该这么做。
According to our experience and knowledge, we would say that they wouldn't do that and they shouldn't do that.
但是大卫他求问神。
But King David, but David again inquired of the Lord.
神对他说，是的，他们会把你交给扫罗。
God told him that for sure the people will deliver you into the hands of Saul.
所以大卫赶快离开那里。
And that's why David hurried and left the city.
所以一个智慧的人，他会步步谨慎，他凡事会求证。
So a person who is wise is prudent and cautious and will often consider and check his ways with God.
那政绩的来源常常是从神那里来的。
And the way they consider their way is through God.
所以一个敬畏神的人，他会是一个智慧人。
Therefore, a person who fears God will be a person who is wise.
因为他可以从神那里来得到政绩。
Because he will receive evidence from God about what he should do or not do.
那应该谨慎的当然也包括着我们的言语。
When we talk about prudence, it also includes our speech.
很多时候我们受到伤害，甚至我们伤害的别人，就是因为我们的言语。
Many times we are hurt by others or we hurt others because of our speech.
我们请看第十章十九节。
Let us turn to chapter 10 of Proverbs, verse 19.
箴言十章十九节。
Proverbs 10:19.
十九节，多言多语，难免有过，禁止嘴唇，是有智慧。
In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise.
啊，这个不是在讲我们都不要讲话。
This is not telling us that we should be silent at all times.
而是在很多的场合，啊，我们讲话前要好好的啊思考了才讲。
But then in many, but that in many situations we need to consider, before we actually open our mouths.
不该讲的话啊，我们能够节制自己，不讲出口。
Things that we should not say, we should restrain ourselves.
啊，这样就不会给自己、给别人啊带来一些不必要的伤害或者麻烦。
So that we will not create any hurt or strife.
啊，人最容易有的错误，常常是从言语来的。
One of the easiest mistakes to make is from our speech.
我们请再看十一章的十二节。
Let us turn to chapter 11, verse 12.
藐视邻舍的毫无智慧，明哲人却静默不言。
He who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace.
啊，我们的双眼是明亮的，我们看别人总是看得很清楚。
Our eyes are often very bright, and we are able to see others so clearly.
啊，我们看了人或者事情之后，我们这一张嘴巴也很容易的就会讲我们的评论。
Oftentimes, after we see something or see people, we will quickly put down a judgment.
啊，当我们看到负面的事情，当然我们所给的评论也是负面的。
If we see a negative thing, then we would give a negative comments.
啊，所以这里说，有时候我们看到我们周遭的人，那我们就藐视他们。
Here, this verse tells us that sometimes when we see our neighbors, we despise them.
这个藐视啊，不但在态度上常最，也很容易的从言语啊，就从言语来表达出来。
And despising others not only shown in our actions or attitudes, but also in our words.
啊，有时候我们所看到的是事实。
Many times we might see what is true.
啊，但是不一定需要把这个评论给说出来。
But we don't necessarily have to speak it out.
啊，在什么情况是这样子呢？这里讲的是邻舍。
Under what circumstances do we not need to speak out the things that might be a fact? This is telling us in terms of our neighbors.
我们可以自己想想看啊，为什么对邻舍不要有这样子的行为？
So think about why we shouldn't speak out of our negative comments about our neighbors.
再来，这个智慧从哪里来？
Where does this wisdom come from?
啊，我们所谈的智慧啊，当然是上头来的智慧。
Of course, this wisdom is from above.
啊，在雅各书第三章里头，很清楚的告诉我们，啊，也有所谓地上的智慧。
In the book of James, chapter 3, it shares with us that there are earthly wisdom.
啊，是属于不敬畏神的人的智慧。
It belongs to people who are earthly and people who do not fear God.
啊，既然是不敬畏神，所以内容应该是负面的，结果也是负面的。
Since this wisdom belongs to people who do not fear God, therefore the result is always going to be negative.
啊，所以上头的智慧啊，最主要的就是从敬畏神来的。
But the wisdom that is from above, first of all, need to be coming from the fear of God.
敬畏神，我们就很容易的来领受了圣经的教导，圣灵的感动。
If we fear God, then it will be very easy for us to accept the teachings of the Bible and the movement of the Holy Spirit.
敬畏神，我们就很容易接受 弟兄姐妹啊彼此的劝勉。
If we have this wisdom from above, then it will be very easy for us to accept the encouragement from brothers and sisters.
箴言里头告诉我们很多有关智慧人的表现。
The book of Proverbs tells us about many manifestations of people who are wise.
那我们仔细的去思想，然后立志照着去做。
So let us take the time and effort to meditate upon the manifestation and set the determination to do it ourselves.
所以智慧也从遵守神的教训而来的。
Wisdom also comes from keeping the commandments and teachings of God.
那我们人与人相处，一定会或多或少的互相带来影响。
When we interact with others, we will bring influence towards one another.
所以我也谈到我们学习箴言也来帮助我们分辨出谁是有智慧的人。
So when we study the book of Proverbs, we can discern who has wisdom and who doesn't.
一样要花时间跟人来往，我们多多选择跟有智慧的人来往。
As we spend time to interact with others, then we need to discern decide to spend more time with people who are wise.
我们受智慧人的影响，我们也会成为一个有智慧的人。
Because when we spend more time with people who are wise, we will be influenced by them, and we will also become a wise person.
好，我们进入第三个主题来谈论义人。
Now let's go to the third theme, which is righteous man.
好，我们先来看圣经对义人的定义。
Let's look at the definition of righteous man from the Bible.
第一个，我们请看《生命记》第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记六章二十五节。
Chapter 6, verse 25.
二十五节，我们若照主我们神所吩咐的一切诫命，谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
Then it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all these commandments before the Lord our God as he has commanded us.
这是旧约对义人的一个很指标性的一个定义。
This is a very clear definition in the Old Testament concerning righteousness.
就是遵守这个神所吩咐的一切诫命。
Which is to carefully observe all the commandments of God.
那在新约圣，我们是在新约时代，那在新约里头，什么是义人？
But since we live in the New Testament, what does the New Testament tell us about righteousness?
我们看到它有两个层面。
We could see righteousness in two different levels.
第一个层面，我们请看罗马书五章第一节。
On the first level, we could see that in Romans chapter 5, verse 1.
罗马书五章第一节。
Romans 5:1.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神相合。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一个层面就是被神认定我们是义人。
The first level is that we are seen by God as someone who's righteous.
这个是靠着主耶稣的恩典，靠着主耶稣的宝血。
And that is through the grace of God through his blood.
我们必须被神称义。
We must be justified by God.
这样我们才能够恢复神儿女的身份。
Then we can be restored of our status as the children of God.
这不是靠我们的努力，这是靠着主耶稣所带给我们的恩典。
So that is not based on our own personal effort. Instead, it is because of the grace of God.
因为主耶稣所帮助我们的信心让我们能够接受福音。
Because Jesus Christ gives us faith so that we can accept the gospel.
第九节，我们现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Romans 5:9, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
哦，所以在新约里头要成为义人，少不了主耶稣啊，这个主耶稣的宝血。
So in the New Testament, if we want to be righteous, then we need the blood of Jesus Christ.
啊，这就是为什么赦罪的洗礼是那么宝贵，那么重要。
That is why the baptism that can wash away our sins is so important and precious. 新约圣经里头，
新约时代里头的义人第二个层面，请看约翰一书第三章第七节。
The second level of righteousness in the New Testament is shown in 1 John chapter 3, verse 7.
约翰一书第三章第七节。
1 John chapter 3, verse 7.
小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous.
称义是恩典。
To be justified is a grace.
啊，那第二个层面的这个行义的才是义人，这是我们的责任，我们要去努力的。
But we do have the responsibility to practice righteousness.
好，我们一起默祷。
Now let's say a silent prayer together.